When Jesus says, "I am the light of the world," he speaks of the beginning, when all that existed was God. God is Word, God is light, God is life. Then, if we may call it a then, God spoke. "Let there be light," and there was light. God had sent his word out, and there was light. But light shines, and shining, light enlightens. For God spoke also another word and said, "Let us make man in our image and likeness." When God spoke man into existence, he shined upon man. And so man was light enlightened by light, enlightened image. And so the way God willed to be present in the world, to see this man, such a man, enlightened by light, visible image, was to know God as the light and as the life. Man lived according to the light, and so his life shined before men, and they glorified God in heaven as their Father. But when Jesus says, "He who follows me shall not walk in the darkness," he speaks of that time long ago, yet not quite in the beginning, when that enlightened image named Adam was dimmed into darkness by the falsely named Lucifer. That bearer of light, claiming to be the light, deceived man, the enlightened image of God. And man surrendered his light. How did that happen? By what great artifice did Lucifer entrance God's image? What an insolvable mystery of the human heart that man willed, was not forced, mind you, but willed darkness and death. Created, chosen for the light, man chose darkness. Destined to be enlightened forever and to live a life with God, man willed gloom and death. How is it that man chose these things? What mystery lies within, behind, underneath such choice? This is what happened long ago. Not in the beginning, for the beginning is God's will and purpose. In the beginning lies man as image. No, this dark choice happened long ago when man made for himself a beginning. In that beginning was Lucifer, and man was with Lucifer, and Lucifer was the deceiver. But wait, Jesus speaks here not merely of that beginning, long ago. No, he speaks of the night which wraps you and me around like a tight garment. Jesus calls us to follow him. Why? Because we do not follow him. For from that Adam, as the apostle tells us, we have all been deceived by the falsely named Lucifer. And so, as though by a perpetual night, we choose as that Adam chose. We will and we desire. Mind you, we are not forced. We will and we desire darkness and death. And what is the evidence of that darkness that we wrap around ourselves like a favorite cloak? Hatred instead of love, pride instead of humility, greed instead of generosity, murder instead of kindness, anger instead of patience, promiscuity instead of chastity, foolishness instead of wisdom, mortality instead of life, arrogance instead of lowliness, hearts of stone instead of hearts of flesh. And what a strange and terrible wonder it is that the image of God, defaced and twisted into a sort of anti-image, when works of darkness before men hide the face of God and assist and promote the agenda of that falsely named Lucifer. And so again, the world was as though God had never spoken, as though there never had been word, life, or light. The world was not made dark. It is now darkened. The world, once formless and void, was once more formless and void. But the chaos now deeper, wider, more intransigent, for man himself now was formless, void, and full of darkness. No longer the enlightened image, but the dark enemy of light. But when Jesus says, "I am the light of the world," he speaks now of a new beginning. The night has no say about the morning. It has no power to hold back the light and the dawn. It has no power to remain. As sure as sunset is the certainty of the dawn. And so the apostle announces, "The night is far gone, the day is at hand. Let us then cast off the works of darkness, put on the armor of light, and let us conduct ourselves becomingly as in the day." How is it that the apostle can speak thusly to us? Note the story of a new beginning. When the light, the true light, robed himself in the flesh of sin, assuming darkness unto himself, and confronted the falsely named Lucifer. The battle was hot, largely went unnoticed. A mere man hung upon the tree, bloodied. All eyes looked at him and mocked. Is that the light? Yes, that was the light which shines in the darkness, because it had taken upon itself the darkness. And all nature testified to this battle, for at the time of the battle there was darkness upon all the earth, as though the sun itself could no longer look upon the mystery. Yet, within this darkness, there was light. As in the beginning, there was a word spoken through light. And what did the light now say? "Hear the prophet, O sinner. How long do you remain slow and obstinate of heart? Take note. By his bruises you have all been healed, all of you who were sitting and now sit in darkness and in the gloom of death. Though he was rich for us, he has become poor, revealing thereby and for us the tender mercies of our God and showing the strength of his arm. As light scatters the darkness in the morning, so the light made dark the falsely named Lucifer and brought light to light. The Son of the living God has scattered the proud and exalted those of low degree, the sinner, those who sit in darkness. The Son of God has destroyed him who had the power of death, that is the devil, the snake, the deceiver, the instigator of evil, and the patron of every wickedness. And so, and for that reason, he says, he who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but will have the light of light. And how does he then say it so and to us? For the whole earth joyfully and loudly praises the resurrection of the Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ, because in him and thereby forgiveness has come to those who were captives from the beginning. Restoration has come to the blind. For this very evangelist begins the true light that enlightens everyone coming into the world was coming into the world. And having become man from the Holy Virgin, without change, remaining God, he overthrew through cross our adversary, the one who was envious of our light, and so wanted to bereave us of our eternal blessings. And he wished to chide God through our sin. But the Lord, himself the light and our God, granted to us eternal light, life through his incredible resurrection. And so, to him we sing with all nature, for the morning has come, the night is spent. And he, together with the Immaculate Father and the Spirit, now and always, we praise. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.